You can catch a fish that's worth a lot of money. You can enjoy classical music. And you can look at old-time cars, plus Big Al is back. All ahead on Hot Springs This Week.
Hot Springs This Week. A look at things to do and people to meet in Hot Springs, America's first resort.
Welcome to Hot Springs This Week. I'm Neil Gladner. This is a production of KZNG News Radio in Hot Springs. This is episode one. In coming weeks, the episodes will be longer and they'll have an in-depth interview, but this is the first one, the idea of what you'll hear on this podcast going forward. And it's all about things that you can do in Hot Springs and the people you can meet when you come to Hot Springs. So, things to do next week. Now, all week, the 9th annual Hot Springs Fishing Challenge is going on. Now, that's on Lake Hamilton and Lake Catherine. And if you like to fish, know that Visit Hot Springs puts tagged fishes in the lake. And if you catch one, they're worth money. The biggest one's worth $1,000. This year so far, man, they've been catching them left and right. Visit Hot Springs says that 18 have been caught at the time we were putting this podcast together. So you'll find a tag. It has a phone number. When you call it, somebody comes out, verifies your tag, and gives you the money. Through the 19th, over at the Fordyce Bathhouse on Bathhouse Road, the visitor center, there is an exhibit from the State Archives about the Wild Western Frontier. That's absolutely free and just part of what you'll see when you go into the bathhouse. So if you like old things from Arkansas, you can enjoy that while you're strolling downtown. The Hot Springs Music Festival is in its 24th year, and it runs through June the 15th. It is classical music from around the world, mentors, teachers, and many of these are put together from artists who've never met each other. They apply to come be a part of this. They rehearse during the day, perform at night. If you'd like to know more, it's all classical music, some of it full orchestra, some of it with a chorus, and some of it chamber music. You can get more information at hotmusic.org for that. If you like mysteries, check into Adventure Quest at the Red Light Roastery. That's on Park Avenue, just past downtown as you're heading north. Step back into the 20s. They say Prohibition back then, of course, in full swing, and the bootleggers are rampant. In essence, this is a race to clock your delivery of liquor. It's a game. You get dinner at the end of that, and they'll tell you more about that at the Red Light Roastery. Big Al is back. Who's Big Al? Big Al's a life-size mannequin on the bench outside of the Ohio Club. A few weeks ago, someone had a little bit too much to drink and picked up Big Al and tried to make off with him down the street. Well, you don't want to carry a life-size mannequin if you've been drinking. They fell down. Al fell down. It cost the Ohio Club about $3,500 to bring Al back. And you can go and do what everybody does when they're downtown. You go out in front of the Ohio Club. Big Al's sitting on a bench. You sit down and make your picture with Big Al. There's no charge for that. Do you remember Robert Fulghum's best-selling books? The biggest one, of course, was All I Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. That's been adapted to a play. The Hot Springs Bathhouse Dinner Theater presents it Wednesday, June 12th and Saturday, June 15th. Information for that, you get a buffet dinner with it before the show at hotspringsbathhousedinnertheater.com. A couple of other things for you in Hot Springs. Movies at the Market, that's free. They'll be showing Little Mermaid on June 13th at the Farmer's Market. The venue opens at 7:30. You can bring a picnic if you'd like. Please, no glass in the park. They actually show the movie at sunset. Future movies, Avengers Infinity War, June 20th, and Mary Poppins Returns on June 27th. And finally, on Saturday the 15th, the Hot Springs Cruisers present their 24th annual car show. All of that's to benefit the Potter's Clay, which is a home for women and children in crisis. Most of the cars are from the 40s to the 70s. If you want to display a car, you do have to pre-register. Do that at emailing hotspringscruisers@gmail.com. Next week in this podcast, you'll hear from Scott McClard of McClard's Barbecue. They're in their fifth generation. How do you do that much barbecue? It's a deep dive into McClard's next week, episode two, on Hot Springs This Week.
Hot Springs This Week is a presentation of KZNG News Talk Radio, a part of the U.S. Stations Group.